You are listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
8 minutes after 9 South African time, you are tuning and listening to the Q&A with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and our beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132, 084-786-3132, international overseas countries, +27 84 786 3132. Let's welcome all the local, national and international listeners, Ustad. Let's go to the question. Somebody wants to know, Ustad, when will Hazrat Imam Mahdi appear, Ustad?
We as the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe that Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu will appear. People say Imam Mahdi, that also is permissible, but better to say Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu. Nevertheless, go open Imam Abu Dawood Sunan and you will find a whole chapter on Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala an, likewise in Mishkat Sharif and so forth. Exactly when he will appear, that only Almighty Allah knows. People make all their predictions and forecasts. We did against that. Remember in the past, 2004, that people used to come and debate with me, and ulama, I'm speaking about senior ulama, and some of them passed away also. Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen.
And I used to tell them that please don't say a date to the awam in public, you're going to confuse them. So then they retracted and said they made a mistake. So we will say he will appear. When he will appear, only Almighty Allah knows. This is what we know basically. A Khalifa, a ruler of the Muslims, will pass away. He will be in Madinah Munawwara. From Madinah, he will come to Makkah Mukarrama. His name will be Muhammad, like how Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his father's name will be Abdullah, like the Master alayhi salatu salam's honorable father. And remember that in Makkah, between the Hajar-e-Aswad and Rukn-e-Yamani, the Abdal and the pious people will recognize him. There they will take an oath of allegiance on his hand, and thereafter he will go from there towards Damascus, and his function will be, you can see the fragmented ummah. The ummah is in pieces today, the Muslims. So there will be a unity, solidarity among the Muslims, and thereafter Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Jesus peace be upon him, will descend in Damascus, and his primary task will be to destroy and kill Dajjal, the Antichrist, and then there will be victory upon victory. And remember to show the Christians that I am not the son of God, I am the messenger of Almighty Allah. To show the Jews that the derogatory names you call me is incorrect. So they will bring Iman on Islam, on Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and Islam majority of them. There will be peace and so forth. So that is what we know of Hazrat Mahdi. He will emerge first, then Nabi Isa will descend, and then the killing and destroying of Dajjal, the Antichrist. So all that will be in that sequence. May Almighty Allah protect us,
Ameen,
from all this type of fitnas, because as time progresses, remember the vices and the trials will get worse day by day. Only Almighty Allah help us and envelope us in His special mercy.
Ustad, Swaziland wants to know, could you please explain how curses hit us back when it's semi-true? From Swaziland, Ustad.
Remember, when you curse a person, la'anat, la'anat means al-ib'ad and rahmatillah. Almighty Allah's mercy is on the entire creation. And remember, some people, Almighty Allah sends His special, special mercy on them. So when you say, Allah Ta'ala's curse be upon you, it means you are saying Allah must deprive that person of His special, special mercy. But if that person is not deserving of that curse, then you, the person who uttered it, the curse reverts to you and comes back to you. So therefore, we need to be extremely careful in this regard.
Brother Yahya from Pal in Cape Town says, Kanala Muftisab, the times of Salah for Hanafi and Shafi, Salah are different. Please explain why, Brother Yahya Ustad.
The times are the same, Buddha Yahya and Paul. Remember that everybody will tell you, Fajr time starts, you must remember when Suhoor time ends, and then Fajr time ends when sunrise. What will be the difference? The Shafi'i say that you better to read it as soon as the time comes. For example, here in our land, in our part of the world, Gauteng, so they will tell you, 4:15, 4:20, you should read your Fajr Salat. And remember, they in other parts, they will tell you the Hanafi is 5 o'clock you should read. But the starting time, ending time is the same. So therefore, you thinking that the times are different. Remember, the times are the same, but it is just what is better. For example, Hanafi say, Asr time you must delay. So 1 hour, 1.5 hour before sunset. The Shafi say, no, 2, 2.5, 3 hours before sunset. So that is how the differences occur.
Ustad, we've got Brother Gavin. He says, hi guys, this is Gavin from Maritzburg. You remind me of my very good friend, late Didat. He wants to know that, Ustad, why does Islam allow marital rape? Brother Gavin, he says, you remind him of the late Didat, Ustad.
Remember, thank you, my brother Gavin. We highly appreciate your query. And speaking of Didat, you know, Sheikh Ahmed Didat passed away many, many years ago. His son was tragically shot, and I'm sure you heard about it. On Friday, he passed away. So Almighty Allah grant the father and son, both of them, Jannatul Firdaus. That is our prayer for them. You see, my brother Gavin, that you are watching the TV and you are watching all these type of things where there is anti-Islamic sentiments day and night. So they want to show that the Muslims are the worst of people. How can one say that in Islam that one can rape your wife and so forth, marital rape? You, my brother Gavin, go to the Quran. You have the translation, I'm sure. If you don't have, then you go to any mosque there in Pietermaritzburg, the Central Mosque or the Mountain Rise Mosque, and ask them for my student, Maulana AAA, Abdul Aziz Ahmad, and he will give it to you, whatever you want, in English, Afrikaans, Zulu, whatever. So remember, chapter 4, verse 19, Almighty Allah teaches us, وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, they treat your wives with love, with respect and justice. When we go to the traditions and the sayings of the Master, peace be upon him, what did he say? He was, he is, he will always be the only Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the mercy to every creation of Almighty Allah. He said, Khayrukum Khayrukum Li Ahlikum, the best of you are the best of you to your wives and children. Wa ana Khayrukum Li Ahli, and I am the best to my wives and my children. This is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. So in Islam, when a wife is in a menses, remember, you cannot go and fulfill your conjugal rights. Chapter 2, verse 2:2:2. In Islam, oral, anal, all that is not permissible. But the West allows all this, my brother, and in the name of human rights, in the name of democracy. So they allow all these things, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve. So who is allowing marital rape? Is it the West? Is it the human rights? Is it the gay brigade and all of them? So let us be fair, my brother Gavin. Let's juxtapose and compare everything, apples with apples, and we will see. Islam is the best. And I told you, and I told Brother Robert just now, if you were listening, that is why. Look at the breakdown, that thousands and millions of people in the West are embracing Islam, and majority of them are women, because they know in Islam we love our wives and we respect them. And in the West, they drink alcohol, they busy with so many other women, and they busy with oral and anal and everything. They say halal and permissible for them, Allah forbid. So therefore, my brother, in Islam, that is unacceptable. The media wants you to say these type of things, but we have to get the true teaching of Islam and not the distorted teachings which the West in their media is teaching people.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Brother Gavin says, bless you, Ustad. Bless you, bless you, bless
we
you.
We pray for you, Brother Gavin, Almighty Allah guide you and Ameen. Bless you as well.
Ameen, inshallah. At the graveyard, Ustad, when you physically witness a grave on fire, how do you extinguish this fire? As water only makes mud, Ustad, anonymous.
Remember that when there is fire anywhere in the world, your house is on fire, what you going to say? You going to say, no, we won't extinguish this fire because mud will come everywhere. So Allah forbid, sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows us a punishment. Almighty Allah gives us lessons. Yukhawwifullahu bi ibadah, the Quran says. Allah is warning His servants. The volcano erupts. People go for holiday and suddenly a tornado, a tsunami comes and everybody is going helter-skelter. So Almighty Allah is teaching us. Remember, everything is under my authority and sovereignty. So wherever there's fire, remember in the graveyard cemetery also, obviously you will dash for the water and you extinguish it.
Ustad, Brother Abdul Latif wants to know that when is the repeat of the Q&A tonight, Ustad?
Remember that we will send you the podcast. My brother Lukolo is here and he will have the podcast ready tonight. And give us your number, send it now to Mona Arafat and we will record it. And in your leisure time, you listen to it for the pleasure of Allah, Brother Abdul Latif. We give you same time service, my brother. So remember this, that every time the programs take place, the podcasts are ready in half an hour, 1 hour. I send it out to everyone. Mona Arafat sends it out. Send Mona Arafat now that you say, dear Brother Abdul Latif, you know the meaning of your name, my brother? Abd, the slave and servant. Al-Latif, Latifun Khabir. The world, the doctors and scientists, professors say it's a mystery. Allah says, I am the only one who knows all the mysteries. That is Latif. So, brother, remember, we will send it to you gratis with our compliments.
Lichtenberg, Ustad.
Lichtenberg, send it to Mona Arafat and we will send it to you, inshallah.
Ustad, could you please tell me which is the best way to read Tahajjud? And what is the reward to read Ishraq Salah, Ustad?
Remember, Tahajjud Salat is Ha, Jim, Dal. Hajada means Tarkun Nom. That in the night, it starts after your Isha. You perform Isha now, you want to read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 2, 4, 6 units of prayer. That is Tahajjud already. Best time, you wake up 2, half past 2, 3 o'clock, and mashallah, in the darkness of the night, people are sleeping and you speaking and communicating with all. Almighty Allah, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Pirani Pir, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, these kings and rulers, what do they understand? That the inner lizzat and joy we get when we speak to our Creator in the darkness of the night, that is the real kingdom where we cry to Allah and Allah answers our prayers. And if the kings knew that, then they will give their kingdom to us. But we don't want their kingdom, because Almighty Allah has saturated our hearts with His love. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Remember that. That the true believers are intensely in love with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So wake up tomorrow, 4 o'clock, 4:05 is cut off time. So before that, you are reading وَبِالْأَصْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. What is the reward? See if you want the glory, the beauty, the style of the Quran. Subhanallah. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِئِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Almighty Allah uses two words. One word is Jafa and one word is Wafa. That here Almighty Allah used the word Jafa. We are sleeping. We're sleeping with our wife, sleeping with a husband, for the ladies, and so forth. You're sleeping with your baby. Everybody is in comfort zone. But now you make Jafa. You leave that comfort zone. Ya Allah, I'm disloyal to my bed. Now I'm going to leave my husband, leave my wife, leave my children. And I'm coming to you, Ya Allah. Tatajafa junubuhum. Chapter 32, Surah Sizda, verse 16. Chapter 32, verse 16. They pray and they ask Allah, khawfa wa tama'a. Sometimes it's fear and sometimes it is the love of all. Almighty Allah, they begging, petitioning Almighty Allah. And that is Allah accepts their supplication that time. Second one, hiya da'bu salihin. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is the habit of the pious and devout servants of Allah. Then the third one, remember, that you are being disloyal to your bed, to your children. In that sense, you are moving away from them. But you're making wafa, wa Ibrahim alladhi wafa, loyalty to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, you asked me and commanded me to read 5 times prayer, but I read 6 times prayer. Because of my love for you, I'm showing you how much I love you. Therefore, I'm more faithful to you than to my own wife, to my own children. Allah, so that is what Islam is teaching us with tahajjud. Ishraq Salat, you read 15 minutes after sunrise. You read Fajr on time, and then you made some tilawat of Quran and so forth. Hadith in Tirmidhi, you received the reward of Umratun wa Hajjatun Tammah, Tammah, Tammah. Complete Hajj and Umrah thawab. Daily you go for Hajj and Umrah by reading the 2 rakats.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. I see everybody sending the word podcast on my personal WhatsApp number. Ustad, I'm writing on behalf of my nearly 90-year-old mother. I make wudu in the bathroom with great difficulty with water, but as I walk to the chair to make salah, my wudu breaks wind. This can happen 2 to 3 times sometimes, Ustad. It's very difficult to go back each time to make wudu. In this case, can I make tayammum using a stone for the second or third wudu, Ustad?
Ma, you must not do all this difficulty. You have your maid, you have your son, you have your daughter-in-law, you're 90 years old, and Almighty Allah don't want to give you taklif. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. You must make wudu. You can't make tayammum, ma. But what you have to do is keep water there by you. And remember, you just keep a dish there at the bottom, and then you wash your hands, you perform the wudu, everything, and then you read your salat. Remember that if you can't manage the entire salat, at least read your first salat. And in that way, you old also. So Almighty Allah has so much mercy. Man khairun nas, who are the best of people? Man tala umruhu wa hasuna amaluhu. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. The best of people are those who have long, long life and do the best of actions. Get your children involved. Get your grandchildren involved. Man, Nanima, Dadima, mother, grandmother, tell those children, grandchildren, Al Jannatu Tahta Akadamil Ummahat. Jannat lies, paradise lies under the feet of the mother. It must be an honor for them to wash your feet and so forth and assist you.
Subhanallah. Ustad, what is the ruling regarding a lady who sends private messages via WhatsApp to a male ghair mahram wishing him well or sending him greetings of Jumma Mubarak? Is this permissible, Ustad?
No, not permissible. Islam says, wala taqrabu zina. Do not even go near fornication, adultery. She is sending message to this man, whether he's married or not married. She wants to soften him up. You know, the woman, they masters in this. You must remember that. They can soften you up quick. You must remember that. There's a Pharaoh, and the Pharaoh said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I am the king. I am the Lord. I am God, incarnate divinity in the form of humanity. So all this is rejected, obviously, in Islam. But his wife told him, you murdering, killing all these boys and children. This youngster is so good. Let us bring him up in the inner palace. Who was that? Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Qurratu ayni li walak. He was killing, but he had to listen to his wife. Woman can soften you up. Inna kaidakunna azim. Remember, Quran says, their plotting, planning is very big. So you, brother, today is Jummah Mubarak, and then you're wishing well, and tomorrow you will meet. There'll be exchange of cell phone numbers. They'll be smiling and winking, and then she will tell you, I want your book. Which book? The checkbook, brother. So you must remember, then is everything is gone. So remember, just forget all this, is all haram.
Checkbook, Ustad. I love that one day. Checkbook. Ustad, I'm going to go to one brother, right? He's listening to you at the moment. And he says, Mulana Arafat, please don't ever say from which country, which place. Which I respect it. He says, Ustad, why are women known as the traps of shaitan? Mulana Sahib, I went to see a girl. We are now fixed. Now I see her sister is more beautiful. Can I ditch this one for the sister? Anonymous, please help me move this up.
So you must remember, you ask the question and then you answer the question yourself, you see. The hadith is An-Nisa'u Habailu Shaitan, meaning that how when you go fishing, you take your fishing rod, you take your net and you want to catch the fish. But you went fishing and you caught the wrong fish, my brother. So now you saw the other fish is smarter. So I don't know whether that girl's father will appreciate that. You went to see Fatima and you liked Fatima and now you fix with Fatima. And now you say, no, man, I checked the other sister and Aisha is smarter and so forth. So it was a wrong number, brother. So my advice to you, you're just looking at the features. You must look at the character, you must look at the piety. All these are greater things to take into consideration. Now read with me, brother. We don't want to know your country, we want to help you. So you're going to read with me now. Then see in your heart what comes. The one you fixed up with is Fatima. I don't know, I'm just giving an example. The other one you checked is Aisha. So we're reading now. For you, not for me. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, khirli, khirli, you select the best for me, wakhtarli, and you choose for me. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Allahumma khirli, wakhtarli. So if Fatima comes, you just go back and say everything fixed up, let's get married quickly before Ramadan. After Ramadan, Shawwal, best month to get married. And remember, if Aisha came, then you better go back there and speak to the father first. And tell him, you know what, I made istikhara again, and this is, I rather I speak the truth, and honesty is the best policy, and forgive me for all the harm, but I think that if Aisha is happy, then I will rather choose Aisha. You see, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, he went. Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam told him, inni uridu an unkihaka ihda ibnatayya hatain. I've got two daughters, one of them you have to marry, and he said, fine, and he chose Safura radiallahu anha, and she became his honorable wife. So be honest, my brother, and I showed you. Read again one more time. Allah, because you're going to forget, I know you. Allahumma khirli wa khhtarli. So now your decision is made, inshallah.
29 minutes after 9, I see Ustad is firing. Ustad, Brother Gavin says, I feel the youngster, sorry, just marry both of them. This is Brother Gavin, Ustad.
You can't marry both of them, Gavin. You must remember chapter 4, verse 23. You can't have two biological sisters in your marriage one time. If you have two wives, you know what happens? They both put sugar and then you get diabetes. So yeah, both of them will be fighting all the time. So Islam says, one man, one vote, brother. So you get one sister, and if she passes away, then you get married to the other sister. So Islam, everything is natural and peaceful, Brother Gavin.
9:30, time for an ad break.
You're listening to a Marcus Sahaba online radio podcast.
27 minutes to 10, you are tuning and listening to the Q&A. I see many, many listeners, inshallah, sending the message, podcast, they do want the podcast, so inshallah, as soon as I get it, inshallah, yes, on my personal WhatsApp message, I will message to all the listeners out there. Ustad, somebody wants to know, must we read 40 salahs in Madinatul Munawwara, Ustad?
MashaAllah, many, many thousands of people are going for Umrah, the minor pilgrimage to Makkah Mukarramah. Before that or after that, they will go to Madina Munawwara, so that we become the guest of Almighty Allah and the guest of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is good to read 40 salats. You stay for 8 full days and 8 full nights in Madina Munawwara, but not compulsory. And what is the benefit? Bari'a minan nifaq wa najatu minal adab. You will be free of hypocrisy and Allah will save you and protect you from punishment. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad on the authority of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Speaking of Madina Munawwara, inshallah, when we just finish, inshallah, at 10 o'clock, then my colleague Hafiz Yusuf Kala with his golden voice will take us to Madina Munawwara and listen to the Naat Sharif, beautiful, magnificent, beautiful, inshallah, the golden voice of Hafiz Yusuf Kala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that how come some people, they commit major, major sin, and it happens that they pass away on the day of Jumu'ah, Ustad?
Remember, Almighty Allah is the sole judge. Sometimes people do many, many wrong things, but they still have Iman, they have Islam. And remember that Almighty Allah loves one, two actions of theirs. This is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Verily, Almighty Allah helps and assists sins, this deen, through people who commit major, major sins as well. So I commit sins, you commit sins, who can say we don't commit sins? And Allah Ta'ala, through His grace and mercy, accepts us. That is the dua we make. So Allah Ta'ala honors whoever He wants. And those people pass away on a Friday, they pass away in Ramadan, they pass away in Madinah Munawwara. So because, but the condition and prerequisite is that he or she passes away with Iman and Islam.
084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. Ustaz, I am of a similar age to you, Mufti Saab. In our young days, when we read the Khatmul Quran in the masjid, we sat back to back and front to front. So nobody back faces the Quran of the person behind. This is not done nowadays, Ustaz. Is this correct?
Yes, remember, I know exactly what you are speaking about. We all sat in a, like a circle, or we all sat facing the wall and nobody was facing that. The back was still facing Quran. That is 100% respect. Surah 22, verse 32. وَمَن يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect to the symbols and the landmarks of Allah, the Quran Sharif is Kalamullah, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. So that is a sign of taqwa and piety. So even today we should tell people to do that, to show respect and so forth. But remember, today you know that people, as time progresses, they don't respect their parents, they don't respect their teachers. So where are they going to show respect to Quran and so forth? But we need to change that, and what you are speaking about is correct.
Somebody says, Ustaz, I was in a hurry to leave the house. Someone had asked me to wear a white shirt. I was talking to my wife, who was also trying to find a white shirt for me. If I picked up my phone to type, I don't have white, but mistakenly typed, I don't have wife, and send it to my friend. Does this constitute talaq? There was obviously no intention of talaq, Ustad.
No, remember that if you send a message to your friend and you say no white or whatever, and you said no wife or something, that's a mistake. So your marriage is still valid, no problem. Lucky brother, you must remember there was one chap, he went to a place, and then remember he used that guy's Wi-Fi. And then, you know, sometimes you type in a hurry, so you say, thank you, I just use your wife, you know, instead of saying, I thank you for using the Wi-Fi. So therefore, you must be very careful whether you're using the wife or you're using the Wi-Fi, brother.
The person would like to know from the first prophet and the first woman to come about, how did the creation start to start?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentioned this in Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 1. Almighty Allah mentions this in chapter 49, verse 13. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. O humankind, we created you from one male and one female. Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, and Hawa, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, that is Adam and Eve in English. Wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabail, and we made you into nations and tribes, lita'arafu. So when she is to give birth, she is to give birth to twins, one boy, one girl. So sets of twins. And they were not allowed, that twin was not allowed to marry his twin sister, but afterwards they could marry the next set and so forth. And that is how you find humanity spread in all parts of the world, and different complexions, different nations. All that is a sign. Unity in diversity, diversity in unity. The rain comes and the grass is green, and the roses are red, and the flowers are yellow, and other colors. The manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So the kaleidoscope of colors you see, all this to show you there is only one creator. How your father is one, your Rabb is one. We bow down to him alone and we prostrate to him alone.
Ustaz, can you let us know the full meaning of the name Abdul Rahman bin Auf from Zimbabwe, Brother Bilal, Ustaz?
Remember, Brother Bilal, that is the name of the Muazzin of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anfiq ya Bilal, wa la takhsha min zil arsh iqlal. Open Shama'il Tirmidhi. He was the caller to prayer, and remember, he was the minister of finance, buried there in Damascus. Spend more and more from the public treasury, and and Allah will give you more from His unlimited resources and treasures. Abdurrahman bin Auf is from Ashara Mubashara. Abdurrahman bin Auf is that Sahabi that he has one distinction no person in the world will ever have. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam read Salat behind him one rakat. It was a battle and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was late. So then the Sahaba were worried that just now the time will elapse. So he went in front and the Master alayhi salatu wasalam read one rakat behind Abdurrahman bin Auf and one rakat masbuk late. So to show this ummah that this are sahaba, so remember their rank and status. Abdurrahman bin Auf, multi-millionaire, and he spent everything almost in the path of Almighty Allah. They accumulated wealth, not for dunya. They accumulated wealth to spend on the creation of Allah and on the love of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. We said we go to Johannesburg. Mufti Saab, I am a revert. My pediatrician is not a Muslim. He told me not to circumcise my son because studies show that it has an impact on the child's emotional development later on in life. Should I go ahead or should I not to study?
You shouldn't go to him, go to somebody else, and remember that you should not worry about what they say. That circumcision, every Nabi did circumcision, and prophets did that. We are all circumcised and everything. So you must remember today in South Africa, when you have the AIDS pandemic and that what they say, they tell you that because one reason is these chaps are uncircumcised and so forth. So remember that we don't accept anybody's research. Our faith is supra-logical. Islam is supra-logical. We follow revelation of the Quran. The Quran teaches us. The teachings of the Messenger Muhammad, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teaches us. And therefore, you should get your son circumcised. And the sooner you do it, the better it is. When he grows up, inshallah, he will have a good wife. And then he'll be firing on all cylinders. And that doctor may be dead by that time.
Mm. From the Bale Park, Ustad, I am not an alim. Can I tell somebody that Quran says so and so? Example, if I say Quran says Allah is one, but I have no reference, Ustad.
It's fine. Remember that what you are sure of, that you tell people, but you must be sure. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, ballighu anni walau aya, that convey the message from me, even if it is one verse, one line. But remember, you must be sure about it. Don't put your own masala and everything else. Don't add your own spice to it.
Somebody says, your Ustad, that this is from Johannesburg as well. Please explain a wandering mind in namaz. Is my salah valid, Ustad?
Yes, you think of other people's wives and other people's daughters in salat and lot of other things. So there is one shaitan. And that shaitan, remember, his name is Khinzab. Khinzab. And open Sahih Muslim, you will find the hadith there. So before you start your salat, say, O Allah, protect me from Khinzab. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min iblis wa junudi. Ya Allah, protect me from the shaitan and the agents of the shaitan. So inshallah, you will read salat with devotion, concentration. Surah chapter 23, verse 2. Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. The true believers are those who perform their prayer and salat with devotion, concentration. But today, majority of the Muslims, they pray up and down, kiss the ground, back to town. Remember, that is not true salat. That is just going through the motions. So therefore, brother, you remember the name? Khinzab. Say, Allah, protect me from Khinzab.
Ustad, our very good friend, Washington, D.C., he says, Dear Mufti, if you are a Muslim, will you enter the church? And if you are a Christian, will you enter the mosque? Yes or no? And why? Brother Michael Ustad.
I entered many churches. Remember that. I entered synagogues. I entered temples, all that. I don't go there to go and worship. I go there to see that what is happening, you must remember. When I was in Newcastle, Newcastle is a beautiful place here in South Africa. I spent 20 years. I was studying biblical studies and I used to go there to St. Dominic's Academy. They know about it and they knew me as well. And I should tell there to the nun, she said, oh lady, I say, ma'am, I need this book. She said, sure, give it, take this book free. And you just bring it back whenever you want to. I said, next week. So I used to ask them that why you got all these idols here, statues here, it's prohibited in the Bible. They said, no, that it is, we mustn't worship it, but for adornment is permissible. You see how they changed the whole thing. So you must remember, you go to the synagogue and you ask them some questions. I was in Uzbekistan and I went there and I asked that person few questions in the synagogue. When I was going out, he told me they want some money. So I told him, we don't give money to the apartheid regime of Israel. We give money to the Palestinians. So he just looked at me. So wherever we go, come, I tell you, Michael, a nice, wonderful story what happened to me. I went to Zanzibar, beautiful Zanzibari. So that's in Arabic. When I went there, it was sunset. We went with a ship, you know, with a boat. Beautiful. Because you can't go anywhere else, so you go. And I told my wife, look at the sunset and look at that masjid, mosque. When we reached there, we realized it was a church. So anyway, there are many, many small mosques and masajid there. We spent 2-3 nights there. So I went to the church because they told me you must go. So there was one guide there and he was speaking, you know, the Arabs did this, the Arabs did this. Arabs meaning the Muslims did this. So I was listening to him. We had to pay $5 or $2 or something like that. Anyway, then he said, yeah, anybody had any questions? I picked up my hand. I said, sir, be honest with me that I read somewhere regarding this church that there was a gay priest and he delivered a sermon here. His jaw just dropped, Michael. He looked down. Sorry, Michael, I'm saying this, but don't take any offense. I'm telling you, I'm narrating this narrative to you, what he told me. He said, yes, he said, white man, he came here, and he spoke. I said, hey, mister, me, I didn't ask you whether it's a white man, or it's an African man, or a pink man, or a yellow man. Did it happen in this church that the gay man delivered a sermon? He said, yes, it happened. I said, why don't you tell the people that? Finish. You see, Brother Michael, when we enter the church, when we enter the synagogue, when we enter the temple, we don't just go as tourists. We go there to show them a lesson that we are the people of peace and we're inviting you towards peace and justice. You want to come here, I told you come to our South Africa, but you must be very careful, Michael. Maybe you will have to come to me to get AK-47. I don't have AK-47, but the rife crime is rife and rampant here. But if you come here, I will take you to the mosque and show you the beauty of Islam and show you what our forefathers have done, and you will fall on your back and you will understand that at Robben Island, you know about the politicians, our Muslims who were incarcerated at Robben Island, Brother Michael. Tell the world what the Muslims did in 1781 to 1793, that Imam Abdullah, Qazi, the son of Qazi Abdul Salam, remember Imam Tuanguru at Robben Island, Brother Michael, tell your Americans, tell Mr. Trump that you can do whatever you want to. The Quran, no one can take away from us. So in 1781 to 1793, remember Imam Tuanguru, incarcerated at Robben Island. He was a Hafiz, a person who memorized the entire Quran Sharif, 114 chapters, 6,236 verses. He wrote the entire Quran from memory, 6,236 verses, and that Quran is still there in Cape Town till today. Can you imagine, Brother Michael? Nobody can take it away. We have the best. We want to share it with the rest, including you, Michael. We want to make you Mikael, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, how do you think that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict ought to be resolved? Sister Natalie, Ustad.
Sister Natalie, it will be resolved. I don't know how much you know of history, my sister. I give you a bit of history. In the year 637, Umar bin Khattab, the second ruler, Khalifa, after the Messenger, peace be upon him, he, in his time, it was conquered, 637 Gregorian calendar. turned and turned, it carried on, you must remember, till 1099 under Muslim rule. Then the Crusaders came, and then they slaughtered the Muslims. The blood of the Muslims was flowing more than water. And then till 1187, 88 years occupation, Almighty Allah chose Salahuddin, Saladin, and then Palestine, that was under occupation for 88 years by the Christians, so was again given to the Muslims. And 1187, from 1187 right till 1920-24, remember, it was in the hands of Muslims. Then the Khilafat fell, that Ottoman Empire, and then you must remember the British sold out, Americans came in, and then in the apartheid regime came into existence. Go study what happened before that, how the terrorists turned, and the Haggar and all of them, they were the people terrorizing the Palestinians. In Palestine, 48, the apartheid regime came into being. Now it is 48, and now we are in 2020, so 72 years, and so 88 years given to Christians. So Allah has justice, He will give it to them for 75, 80 years, and then it must come back to Muslims. How will it come back, Sister Natalie? That is very, very interesting. So let us go and let me explain to you, my Sister Natalie, and you get the Quran. Ask my Muslim sisters and brothers, they will give it to you. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 7. You writing down, Sister Natalie, chapter 17, verse 7? In Ahsantum. If you Jews, you got control, authority, you do good, very good. Wa in asa'atum, and if you do wrong things, you oppress, you steal, and you put the children in jail, as they are doing now, then this will happen. Chapter 17, verse number 7. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ, when the final promise of Allah comes, لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ, the Muslims, not the Arabs, the Muslims. So they will be Arabs, but primarily non-Arabs. So the Muslims will come, لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ, who will disfigure your faces. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ, they will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time through jihad, not through negotiations. And وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا, they will crush their pride and arrogance. No Uncle Sam, no veto for them. And this is how Palestine will be conquered and reconquered. And remember, peace will come to the Holy Land. So that is the promise of Allah. Allah takes it away from the Muslims because the Muslims are ungrateful. Allah gives it back to the Muslims because it is our land, our masjid, and remember that no one has right to demolish it and go and prohibit us. So you must remember, I've been there 5 times with the help and mercy of Allah. So Sister Natalie, you want to know, you say, I'm biased, I'm a Muslim, fine. Go and read Ilan Pape's book, Modern Palestine, and see they what they got to write. Go read what Moshe Dayan had to say. He says, we know one day we will lose. Moshe Dayan, you know, the small Dajjal, the one eye. So remember that they had to say all these things. So remember, the writing is on the wall for the apartheid regime of Israel, and they know that. Most of them carry 2 passports. They know that the paupers will dance, then they will run. I don't know if you know Afrikaans, my sister. So remember, the paupers will dance. Everything must change. You know South Africa? I don't know if you know South African history. In 1983, there was a lady, they called her the Iron Lady, Margaret Thatcher. She said the ANC, I got nothing to do with ANC, I'm just narrating a story. So you must remember, she said the Iron Lady, Margaret Thatcher, that the ANC are dreaming of coming into power. 11 years later, Mandela is the president. That is what's going to happen in Israel. The apartheid rogue regime, our Palestinians and Muslims will be flying the flag everywhere. And that flag of Israel will be no more.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Someone says, Mufti Saab, if you are a driver and working in a liquor company, delivering liquor, Ustad, is it wrong to do so? But you don't drink, Ustad.
But you're assisting them in their crime. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْأُدْوَانِ, chapter 5, verse number 2. Open Ibn Majah. Our kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Quran, Allah says, Surah 5, chapter 5, verse 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Do not cooperate in sin and in transgression. Open Ibn Majah, the hadith, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 10 people are cursed regarding alcohol. The person who buys it, the person who sells it, the person who carries it, the one who transports it, the one to place where you are transporting it. Al-Hamil is mentioned. So you are doing that. You become cursed. Your income is haram, my brother. So leave that and read. Read now with me, brother. Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab. Ya Allah, you are the best of givers. Give me that income. Give me that job, Ya Allah, that way it is halal and tayyibah. I don't want this wine and swine industry. I want something halal and pure and lawful.
Ustad, the listener says, is it true that to render a free-range chicken halal, the chicken has to be grain-fed for 2 weeks before slaughter? Apparently, this was the practice of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ustad.
Remember to say that that would happen all the time is incorrect. You must remember that you go to the farms today and you will see we all grew up in farms and in townships and so forth. So remember again, this is capitalism, this is democracy and satanic system, that where they stun the chicken, they stun the animals, they want maximum amount of production in minimum time. And therefore, we still rule till today that these type of chicken are haram. You must remember that where this stunning and all that 100,000, 300,000 and so forth chicken are slaughtered per day. So you must be having awliyaullah slaughtering there. So remember that this is the satanic system. Islamic system is that it must be slaughtered, not one chicken in front of the other. The knife must be sharp. The people who are slaughtering must be Allah fearing, and all these are conditions, remember that. So therefore, to say that it was for 2 weeks and that you can't prove at all times. Occasionally it happened like that.
Subhanallah. What's the difference between lillah and sadaqah?
Lillah is for your mosque, for your madrasa, for rich people, poor people, everybody. Sadaqah is for poor people, Muslim or non-Muslim.
Somebody says here, Ustad, this is why did Prophet Muhammad used to forcefully convert people to Islam by threatening, fighting them, giving them gifts, benefits, etc.? Anonymous, Ustad. I'm a non-Muslim, Ustad.
Yes, my brother, I can realize that. Show me one incident through authentic sources where this happened, that they put the sword or something on their neck and told them, read the Quran, my brother or sister, and see what the Quran teaches. That's our constitution. La ikraha fiddin. In Islam, we are not allowed to impose Islam upon a non-Muslim. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran. So what you should do, my brother, my sister, you should go to the noble Quran and read chapter number 2, and that is Surah Baqarah, and verse number 256, and that will give you the answer. There's no compulsion in religion for non-Muslim. Second one is this, sister, that you say the Prophet Muhammad compelled the people, forced the people. I'm asking you the question. Who is compelling the people in South Africa? Who is compelling the people in Britain, in America? People who are staunch in their religion, Jew, Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, they embracing Islam because Islam has the magnetic impact. So sister, you need to be fair and not just swallow what the mass media is telling you. The mass media is distorting the picture of Islam and saying Muslims are crazy, they're terrorists and so forth. Remember, we are the most peaceful people. We don't have wine, we don't have swine, we don't have all these things. The messenger, peace be upon him, was rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy to every creation and the entire universe. So why will he go? Yes, he prayed for them when they tortured him. Remember that. He said, when Jibreel, the archangel, came, Gabriel, and said, O messenger, give me permission and I will crush them. He said, no. I pray to Almighty Allah, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Ya Allah, you guide them, they do not know better. That is Islam, my sister. Not what you are reading, not what you are seeing on your TV. They have a hidden agenda. With the fall of communism, so now they look for a new enemy. And the enemy they found was Islam and Muslims. And after 9/11, which was done by themselves, so you must remember the target became Islam and Muslims. So the more they try and harm Muslims and Islam, the more people embrace Islam, my sister.
It's a brother Jaden, Ustad from Ushaka.
Yes, brother Jaden, you're welcome, my brother. I'm only asking you to read Islam from the authentic sources and not from those people who have a hidden agenda, ulterior motive against us.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, a minute left to 10 o'clock, our rundown, Ustad, for the program.
Inshallah, the rundown, 10 o'clock, we go to Medina Munawwara with Hafiz Yusuf Kala, wonderful Naat Sharif, inshallah. Then at around 10:05, we join Maulana Yunus Palanpuri, and he is the illustrious son of Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri, and he'll be discussing Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, who remained the Khalifa and ruler of this Ummah from the year 99 to 101 Islamic calendar, and wonderful insights you will listen in the Urdu language. Tomorrow, inshallah, Maulana Arafat, brother Junaid Khan will be here early morning, 4:00 the program starts. Our will be here at 4:10 tomorrow morning. Barakallahu feek, shukran. All of you will receive the podcast within the hour, inshallah.
So before you leave us, I see brother Robert is insisting that I should ask you. He says, of course, the both of you guys do a good team. You guys have a lot of energy. And he says, my wife says, I must ask, what happens if the guy doesn't have the checkbook? This is brother Robert.
If you don't have the checkbook, then you got the credit card.
10 o'clock, we're going to love and leave you. Ustad, jazakumullah khair for the beautiful program this evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Up next is, of course, our beloved Hafiz Kala Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum. Thereafter, inshallah, the Urdu lecture by Hazrat Malana Yunus Palampuri, Damat Barakatuhum. The topic is Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz. So we leave and love you tomorrow morning with myself in Fadilatul Ustad and our beloved Hazrat Malana Salim Karim on our program As-Safinatu. Listen attentively to the beautiful nut and the beautiful voice of our beloved Hafiz Kala, Damat Barakatuhum. From myself and all of you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.